Welcome to the Lending Forward podcast, brought to you by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. This is your home for real discussions about the mortgage and housing industry. Our hosts are here bringing you firsthand accounts every week from people at the heart of the business. And we're chatting with professionals from all corners of the industry as they help cultivate transparency around the future of the industry we love. Together, we are lending forward all we know to you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. Let's dive in.
Welcome to another edition of Lending Forward. My name is Terrence Guest, your host today, and we're blessed, y'all. We're blessed to have the president, the CEO. I like to call him my brother from another mother, Mr. Scott Sokolowski. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Terrence. Good to see you again, as usual.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, Scott, one of the things we've been trying to get our schedules together to get you on the call because let's talk to the prince. I won't call you the king yet, but let's talk to you, the prince of affordable housing. And so, Scott, tell the folks who you are, where you're from, how long you've been in the business, or exactly what you do, and then we'll go from there.
Sure. Well, I'm Scott Sokolowski, president of Pop Homes. Been in the business longer than I care to remember at this point, but right around 40 years now, building homes, working in construction, whatnot. I have been indeed very, very blessed to be able to do what I love and what I'm passionate about for my entire career. Never had to do anything else. Ups and downs, ins and outs, and still learning every day, you know, being able to get up and do what you want to do, do what you love to do is indeed a blessing for sure.
So, Scott, you mentioned Pop Homes. What is Pop Homes? When I hear pop, I'm like, pop, snap, crack, whatever, like Rice Krispies. But what is Pop Homes?
Well, it's not Rice Krispies, I can tell you that. Pop Homes actually was created about 5 years ago. My wife and I were moving between opportunities, as they say. And I had made the decision jointly with my wife that I was going to stay in building, of course, what I love, what I'm passionate about, but I really was done with working for someone else. I'd done that in my career. I'd had my own businesses before and then worked as I was raising a family for the security and all. I'm sure everybody's familiar with that. At a stage in my life where, you know, I wanted to be the next one to fire me rather than or part ways, if you will. So we made the decision to move forward and start our own business. I had an opportunity to partner with a company in a very groundbreaking way whereby they allow us and have allowed us to run the business as we see fit day to day while taking all of the things that we aren't passionate about off our plate, the financing and the insurance and the paying the bills and all those kinds of things. So we're able to focus on building, selling, and closing homes and making people's lives better, which has been great. POP actually is an acronym for Prince of Peace. Thank you for asking, because unfortunately in this day and age, I can't offer that up to people without them asking, but I love when they ask. And we are truly focused mission statement of making life better. And as you know, Terrence, we've known each other 20 odd years now, and you've been with Pop Homes from the start. You know, we live and breathe that. Both of us do. In fact, up to and including last evening when we were emailing back and forth about trying to make someone's life better, which I want to make clear, this man did not have to do that, but he was so concerned about the customer, he wanted to reach out and find out what we could do as a team to make sure he wasn't in a less than optimal situation in buying a home. And that's just the kind of people he is, and it's something we enjoy doing and love doing it with him. So,
well, I appreciate that, man. And one, it's fun to do this with you, right? We get to do life every day. And one of the, like our slogan is with Pop Homes, is making lives better. And I know Atlantic Bay has something very similar, just with we genuinely care, with being part of our core values. But Scott, when you think about this market right now in 2024, like you said, you've been building homes for many years and you've seen the market at its highest and you've seen it at some low points. How do you, you know, let me say this, affordable housing, right? Great buzzword. Everyone says it. Everyone, you know, talks about it. How is Pop Homes truly identifying and keeping homes affordable? And how do you guys make that happen?
Good question. First of all, to speak to the term affordable housing, unfortunately, because of a lot of folks in my business, in fact, and in our business, the real estate business in general. Affordable housing in many ways has taken on a negative connotation. We wanted to shift that over on its head. You know, affordable housing doesn't have to be a two bedroom, 1,000 square foot house with zero amenities, right? We stepped out and said, look, we want to build homes like we have in the past and like is defined and always has been of the American dream, right? You don't want to be embarrassed to bring somebody to your house. Your home truly is your castle, right? It doesn't matter if that castle is 1,200 square feet or 12,000 square feet. To each their own. And as you know, you've gone through our homes. We decided to lay them out with a fair number of bedrooms, square footage, a garage or two-car garage, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, LVP flooring. All of this stuff shouldn't be considered to be unattainable, right? We can do all of that and still keep the housing affordable. One of the ways we do that, of course, is we're very small. Our team in Charlotte, we actually have 5 operations in POP now. We've expanded in a total of 5 markets, including Charlotte, Greensboro, Raleigh, Greenville, North Carolina, and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, all doing the same thing, filling in a giant void in the market where people, they have a choice to buy an older home that they don't know what's going to happen with it. They can go rent an apartment or a house, which is never a good financial plan, or they can look at us. So I don't compete with D.R. Horton or NVR or any of those guys. They can be what they are. We are what we are. We're going to put great homes on great properties for great prices. And we can do that because we don't have overhead, right? We got 4 people working in the Charlotte market, as an example, 2 builders, an administrator, and that happens to be my wife, and then myself. And you know what? It's not all about money. It's all about making life better. My life is much better. We're a for-profit company, but we don't have to answer Wall Street. We're privately held. We're locally owned. And you know, I don't have to tell you anything, Terrence, you know, the satisfaction and joy we get from sitting across the table from a young couple that's buying their first home or a young lady that's buying their first home and in some cases break down in tears because it's the first time they're going to have their child have their own bedroom. And they've worked so hard to get there. And look, you can't put a price tag on that. That's the joy of what we do. So, it's another way to look at things, but, I think we do a great job of making life better and we want to stay focused on that. And I thank you for helping me stay focused on a daily basis as well.
Absolutely. No, we appreciate the partnership and you truly aligning, just with your personal goals back to your professional goals. And it kind of helps, just for you to be you, right? You don't have to jump between worlds.
That's true.
And so when you think about the philanthropic efforts, you know, between yourself and your wife, Dreema, I just like to throw a couple things out there, right? I remember in your previous, when we first met, you guys were taking annual trips to Jamaica. And you would say, hey, Terrence, you know, what do you got in your closet? What do your friends have in your closets? Like, we want to take as many clothes. We want to take as bed sheets, whatever you got, houseware items. And we're going to take that over to Jamaica just because we want to give back to the communities and things of that sort. So kind of like your outreach methods. And you've taken that same idea and put that to the home buying industry, right? Talk about our process, right? POP Homes process. And I know it's near and dear to your heart. I know you still swing a hammer on a daily basis, but what does that process look like, Scott, when you guys are selecting? No, not so much when you're selecting the areas of homes that you're building in, but what does that process look like when you're saying, hey, you're a potential home buyer? Great. Go talk to our preferred lenders, get approved, and let's make life better for you. What goes into that whole process?
Well, you know, we have a great, pool of, and you agree with this, that it's been cold at times, but a pool of real estate agents that actually share our mission. Okay. As you know, we don't necessarily deal with or publicize to all of the agents in the area because there are those that are working better and pulling towards what we need to do and those that aren't. And that's just it. You do a great job of doing the social media contacts, that getting the word out and dispelling the myth that we read on the headlines every day, right? Young people can't afford homes and affordability is the worst it's been in 40 years. And you know what? As a rule, that's true. We only, you know, we'll build, sell, and close 65 to 70 homes this year like we did last year. That's a really tiny drop in a bucket in a market like Charlotte. But you know what? It's 65 or 70 customers, 65 or 70 people, 65 or 70 true, honest families that are just looking to get a part of this whole game of generational wealth. And these real estate agents, in most cases, are blown away when they hear about, wait a minute, you've got a 5-bedroom, 3-bathroom, 2,200 square foot house with a 2-car garage on a half acre for $290,000. What? You know, they've been looking with these folks for 6 months, and to their credit, you know, a lot of them, they don't want them to move into a beat up old house in a bad neighborhood that costs $300,000. They're looking for something that they can actually afford and not put them underwater and actually put them in a better place. You know, when you consider in the Charlotte market that a rental for a 1-bedroom studio apartment is going to range somewhere between $1,300 and $2,000.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Rental. And I want to make sure we're clear. You and I have talked about this, and I wish everybody else knew it. Pop quiz for everybody watching. What's the interest rate on an apartment?
100%.
100%. So why is everybody so upset about a 6.5% rate or a 6.75% rate on a 30-year mortgage? Mm-hmm. Well, it's because, quite honestly, there is a movement afoot that not everybody wants everybody to get in on the generational wealth, mm-hmm. right? There's a lot of people who have money and they want to keep it, and they have their American dream, and they don't really care so much about the other people. Nothing makes us happier than breaking up that whole system. I just got a message from a friend of mine who's a builder, known him for years, and he sent me a message and said, hey, can you do me a favor and raise your prices? And I said, no. I said, but feel free to keep yours where they are, because it makes my marketing efforts a lot easier. I mean, long and short, as you know, Terrence, we're not everything to everybody, right?
Right.
We're not a custom builder. In fact, we have virtually no options. In fact, we tell our customers, please don't purchase the few options we do, because we will just charge you twice as much as they cost.
Correct.
You can buy them better, cheaper somewhere else, but they're basic things. We don't have any changes in our homes. We build a great home with great quality features that has everything a customer needs in it, and it's a brand new home. Those buyers are typically in the market for either a rental or a used home. Last time I checked, neither one of those comes with an option list that you can choose from. You get the same color carpet, you get the cabinets, etc. So we're on par with everybody else. The difference is you're getting a brand new home built up to the highest codes and specifications with great features and a full 1-year warranty from the builder, so that buyer can actually get on their feet and start being a part of the game, right? And how many people, Terrence, I mean, I love the story still of the home we sold, 3-4 years ago, that you got a call from the guy and he was really upset with you. You remember why he was upset with you?
I don't remember. I it's too many of the name that's upset with me, Scott. Tell me about this guy.
No. This guy was upset with you because he had too much equity in his house, and if he sold it, he'd have to pay back on part of the mortgage that he got that you helped him get into as a first-time buyer.
Oh, yeah.
You recall that, right?
Yes, sir.
He had too much money in his house, so he was really upset with you that he had to pay back some of that mortgage that was going to be forgiven in a year.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a great problem to have. You know, the stories of the buyers who buy a house from us and 2 years later, thanked by the grace of God in the market, they can then sell their home, which is exactly what it was supposed to be, a starter home, and go move into that next step up. And they could take that $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in equity and move there. You know, virtually every home buyer that moves in, what's the great thing sitting at the table? Hey, I ask it all the time. What's your house appraise at?
Yeah.
And it's typically $10,000, $12,000, $15,000, $20,000 more than they bought it. That's what I want to have happen, well, right? That's making life better.
Exactly. It is interesting you say that, because that was actually the next question I was going to. Was like, when you and your partner sit across the table at closing, or, you know, when we have that conversation, you ask, say, hey, how much did your house actually appraise at? And you're hearing that, you know, it appraised 15, 20, 30% above purchase price, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of times folks have down payments that they're putting down. So rarely are we at purchase price was $290,000, 997, and appraised value is at $291,000. That really doesn't happen. No. But with that being said, when you hear that, we're all human, Scott, right? And you've been doing this for a long time. Does that little person on your shoulder jump up and say, you can add up this house a little bit more?
No, that little person is one of my partners out in Colorado, actually.
Gotcha.
and he does on a fairly regular, you know, you could probably charge more. I said, you know what? You're probably right. In fact, I know you're right, but I'm not gonna. Mm-hmm. And we move on. Like I said, we're a for-profit company. We make money.
Yes.
We're happy to make money. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're supposed to do. Because if one of the things we do have to focus on is if we can't be profitable and make money, we can't go and make life better for the next guy. Right. And it's just a fulfillment thing. And, you know, we're still locked in. We're doing what we're passionate about. We're doing it in the best way we can and to follow what the plan is that God put before us. And he takes care of all the money. You know, I say it all the time. You've heard me say it. I got first world problems.
Yeah.
You know, it could be a lot worse, and it has been a lot worse. And we have a lot of faith and trust that it's going to keep getting better because, you know, until I hear otherwise from up above, I think I'm doing the right thing. Absolutely. You know, and I know, you know, too, when we see those people at the closing table, it's really hard to argue that we're not doing the right thing. It's a truly rewarding. And I know both of us have been through it. There's been times when it's not rewarding. Yeah. And we can walk in and know that we've done a great job and our customer's going to be happy. I don't have to dodge and duck and cover. You know, I'm the owner of the company. I mean, I'm going to be at your closing table. I'm going to sit there. I'm going to walk your home. I'm going to see your home because I care.
Right.
You know? I know I can remember back, as old and decrepit as I am, I can remember back to my first home, which was a single wide mobile home. But you know what? It was mine. Mm-hmm. And it's still to this day, it's one of my favorite surveys. The survey question was, what do you like most about your brand new home? And her answer was, it's mine.
Well, I was going to say, one of the things that I enjoy when I do see you at the closing table, Scott, one of the things that you impress upon with the buyer, you say, hey, look, are you happy? And 99.9% of the time, I always see smiling faces. They say, yes, I'm happy. The only other times, the 0.1% time was when you see somebody crying and snot dripping out. they're overjoyed, so they can't even explain it, right? But yep. One of the things that you say is like, look, you're going to get a survey and you're going to talk about, you know, your experience. But one of the things, you want them to be honest, but you always say, hey, if you're not happy right now, let's stop it. I mean, I know you just went through the trouble of going down this pipeline with your preferred lender. I know you put down a whopping, and I'm going to talk about this in a little bit, $7 as your earnest money deposit, but you are huge. And talk about that part. You guys want to ensure that you're doing work and you're doing business with folks who actually want to be here. Don't do this because you feel like you're threatened or you have to do it, because you don't. But you talk about just the customer service piece of it and why you want to have satisfied clients.
Oh, sure. That's a great point. We're honest to a fault. And it has without fail been met with amazing relief. I've actually heard sighs from people saying, well, that's not exactly what I wanted to hear, but thank you so much for being honest. You know that. I know that. We encourage it. It's why you're one of our preferred lenders. Is we're not always going to tell you what you want to hear, but we're going to tell you the truth.
Yes.
Harking back to the story, it was 2 years ago, I think, that you said, you called me up and I could hear it in your voice. You know, it was your heart speaking. You said, technically, these folks can get approved for this loan, but they shouldn't buy a house. He said, in 6 months, they're going to be upside down and they're probably going to lose that house. He said, I just don't feel good about the loan. Again, thank you again for your honesty and for sticking to that mission, right? You realized and conveyed at your own peril, because that cost you money technically out of pocket, but you knew ultimately that wasn't going to make their life better at that moment.
Correct.
And I mean, without partners like you, we don't know that, right? And most builders would snatch that up. Most loan officers would snatch that up, tell you what you want to hear. When you guys say you're going to get a loan done, by gosh, you get the loan done. And when you can't, you tell them honestly, I'm sorry, sir or ma'am, you're not quite ready. Let's do this, that, and the next thing to get you there, because we want to, but you're not ready right now. And as you know, many of your competitors, as well as mine, will tell people anything they think they want them to hear, and then make excuses for why that was a lie after.
Correct.
You know, hey, it's cost us sales, it's cost us customers, but it doesn't cost us any sleep at night. And, you know, like I said, we are what we are. And you can... might not always like what we say or what we tell you, but you can always count on one thing. It's 100% going to be the truth. And absolutely. So that's where we go. And we found, we've had in excess of 90% customer satisfaction on the surveys we get back. And that's not a pumped up number. We're not buying anything for them. We tell them straight up, here's what we cover. Here's what we don't. This is what it is. This is what it isn't. They'll constantly ask, do you mean to tell me if I gave you $3,000 right now, you wouldn't change the cabinets? Yes, sir, 100%. But there are plenty of builders out there that will. Mm-hmm. Well, that's refreshing. Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not, one of the great things about our company is I don't have to sell the home. I just have to put it in front of them. Mm-hmm. If you don't like it, feel free. There's plenty of other builders that can maybe might be the better builder for you. Plenty of other options. I feel like ours is a great one, but I don't have to sell any sizzle. You know, frankly, we don't have any sizzle. We got a really good steak for a great price.
Yes, there it is. There it is. And just a couple of things, right? So we mentioned the LVP flooring, right? We got 42-inch cabinets. Ladies and gentlemen, I must say, depending on the market that you go into, right? If you're up here in North Carolina, you'll see that beautiful mahogany, mocha looking chocolate type cabinets. They're beautiful. That'll span all the way through. But Scott, I must tell you, just a couple weeks ago, I was down in Myrtle Beach and our good friend Glenn, man, they got some beautiful looking cabinets. I thought I was on Jersey Shore, but they got some beautiful, ivory looking cream color cabinets. So those are amazing. So again, it's all there. But you know, you talk about stainless steel appliances throughout. Yes, options. If you want, you know, Pop to get you a refrigerator, you can get them a refrigerator. But like Scott said, we're going to charge you more for that refrigerator than you can go to your nearest, you know, appliance store and get your own refrigerator. Same with blinds, same with things of that sort. But Scott, let's talk about this. I heard a rumor, right? And people still they laugh at me because they say it must be a typo. When you use a preferred lender when going under contract with Pop Homes, that number is how much, Scott?
The non-refundable, 100% non-refundable, fully at risk, yes, deposit to put a Pop Homes under contract with a preferred lender is $7.
Why seven?
Well, that's God's perfect number.
There
number
it is. One. Yes.
But it's also a number that anybody can come up with. But it is fully at risk. Mm-hmm. We will not refund you your $7.
Correct.
And the reason we do that with our preferred lenders is because we're not taking a risk. We're taking that home off the market for that buyer because we've got a friend and a brother or sister in the case of our other preferred lender that understands the situation. You're not going to say yes if you can't get it done. Mm-hmm. I can count on one hand the deals that you guys have not been able to get once you've said from the start, we're going to approve them. So where's my risk? My risk is virtually nil. I'm going to get the home closed with this customer. They're going to get great service from our preferred lender. They're going to understand everything from start to finish, and I'm not going to have any surprises at the end, nor will they. So it makes the system very smooth, and we want to make sure that we're not an obstacle to a buyer coming in and putting money down, right? Very, very few people that are in the market, understandably, in our homes, they're going to be on a less than, in most cases, a less than perfect income situation or debt situation. And coming up with 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10%, whatever it is out in the market these days, that they got to come up with, put down in risk in case something goes wrong, you know, that's a big deal. And we do require outside lenders. We do require $4,577 deposit, which many of our realtors and some of our loan officers feel is lower than it should be. But it's a huge, huge incentive for a buyer to say, well, wait a minute, you mean, if I give you $4,577, there's no way you're going to give it back to me, even if I don't get approved? Or I thought you had to refund my money if I don't get approved. Oh, heck no, I don't. No, you're taking it off the market. It's gone for good. If I can't give you the home, that's a different story. So we love to push people and say, look, the deposit money doesn't matter to us, but if you don't feel comfortable risking that money, then you probably should switch to a different lender that says, when they say yes, they mean yes.
Yes.
I've never seen one of those squishy pre-qualification letters from you guys. And likewise, there's been many times you said they're not ready to buy it. I can't get them approved. I don't want to tell somebody some pipe dream and then their hopes are dashed, right? So it's a great system. We offer, we offer other incentives for those buyers. You know, we give them a closing cost on our side. We'll pay seller paid closing costs. The lender will give a lender credit. But really most importantly is we're going to be looking out for that customer and making sure that they get what we told them they get. And the other part is, as you know, is we don't take part in this bidding war garbage. The price of our home is the price of our home. Mm-hmm. And if you're the first one to put it under contract and get approved with a preferred lender, well, you get it. Doesn't matter if a guy comes in tomorrow and offers us $7,000 more.
Right.
Appreciate your offer, but it's already under contract. Yeah. Well, most builders are taking bids. Well, I'm sure they still are. Feel free. Go make a bid with someone else. So most of it is just getting the word out though, right? We've got this giant pool of buyers and we've got a bit of a, disbelief. When we got that email that made us laugh out loud that we shared with you.
Yes.
Speaking of the deposit that he sent, I was sure that the $7 was a misprint, so clearly that's $7,000. As such, we'll be going with an outside lender. You were so sure that it couldn't be $7 that you just assumed it must have been $7,000. And we're kind of, like I said, we're breaking that system down a little bit and getting the word out there with different real estate agents and the buyers themselves, understanding that, hey, you know what? There are some opportunities out there for you to purchase a beautiful brand new home on a nice lot in a nice neighborhood or a nice area. We don't tend to build in neighborhoods because they can add to restrictions for people as well. But we just want to be an opportunity for somebody who wants to take advantage of it. You know, and we'll be there. We're going to be here. Love to sell these people a home and put them in a great home, but we don't ever want to put them in a bad spot, right? Financially or otherwise. You know, if it isn't for you, it isn't for you.
No, absolutely. So again, we have homes, and check out the website, right, ladies and gentlemen, www.mypophomes.com. But again, you'll find homes that are 1,500 square foot, right? You'll find homes at 1,700 square foot, 1,800 square foot, 2,000, 2,400, 2,200. I know my numbers went out of order.
Yeah.
And also 2,500 square foot homes. Every home minimum, they're starting at 4 bedrooms, 2.5 bath, 3 bath, things of that sort. So again, for the price, right, we've made it super simple. $7 earnest money deposit when you work with a preferred lender. Some agents, I know you're smarter than me and you say, no, let's go with the outside lender. Let's go with the lender you currently have in hand. I get that. But why am I turning down the lender credit? Why am I turning down the seller credit? That does not make sense. So again, Pop Homes, they're making it make sense. And they've done all the hard work up front. So all you have to do is what? Bring your client. Not necessarily just drop them off. Be there with them as you walk the process with them, but make it make sense. In closing, Scott, right? And this will be my last question. You've lended forward plenty of times. We've talked about the retreats to Jamaica. One of the things that we were blessed to do and partner with you over this past Thanksgiving is that we fed over, I want to say it was the upwards of, if I say 2,000, I'm wrong, tell me. But it was a lot of family. I know it was a lot of families that were able to have a Thanksgiving meal, their own turkey, and with all the fixings and things of that sort. And that was powered by Pop, and we were thankful to partner with you guys. But tell me, Scott, how will Pop Homes, along with the Scott Sokolowski family, lend it forward or continue to lend it forward here in 2024?
Well, it's a great question. Thanks for asking. We take a portion of our profits are contributed to what's called the Making Life Better Foundation, which funds a variety of different things when we get a request. What's interesting is that the funding request has to be something that we as owners throughout the country, there's 17 different owner operators, not directly affiliated with Pop Homes. There's 5 in the Pop Homes group, but there's other guys partnered up with the main company. And, all of us contribute a certain portion of our profits to this Making Life Better Foundation and then can send in requests for grants to local charities. We did actually submit a grant request for the mission that we work with in Jamaica. But it can be anybody. The one caveat is that any request for a grant must be for an organization that we are personally involved in currently on a charitable basis. So we support, both personally and through Pop Homes, we support a number of different or offer some support to a number of different organizations. And it's basically what we're interested in and what we're trying to do to move things forward in a positive way. So, you know, you get back what you give tenfold in most cases, you know, on so many different levels, and it can't really be measured. So we're blessed to have it. We love paying it forward. That Thanksgiving thing was an off the cuff, you know, one of my great, brilliant ideas that we pulled together in virtually no time. We partnered with you guys and our other preferred lender and law firms, Carolinas, who handles our closings. And yeah, it was in excess of 2,000 people benefited on the Thanksgiving holiday that otherwise would not have had Thanksgiving dinner that we were able to provide for them. And I know you involved your team at Atlantic Bay. We involved our team here at law firms. And it was really refreshing. You know, it was really rewarding and refreshing to have the opportunity to go there and pull it together and you know, really just help our own community. That was all in Charlotte, you know. So
Wow. Well, hey, I got to give some shouts because if I don't give these shouts, they may not feed me when I come visit them. So big shouts again, Glenn. Love you to life down there in Myrtle Beach. Big shouts out to our Greenville partner out in North Carolina, Mr. Matt Osborne. How can I forget about my other brother, Big Patrick, out there in the Raleigh area? And then also Daniel, right up the road here in Greensboro. But then also to our partners who help us, right? These are the ladies that do a job that Scott can't do his job if Dreama doesn't do hers. So, Dreama, thank you for everything you do. Thank you to Alyssa. I know you just got to the business with us, but we're thankful to have you, and we're looking forward to doing life with you. And then also to Miss Suzanne, thank you for all you do with Patrick out there in the Raleigh-Durham area and all the good stuff. Guys, we thank you for tuning in to this episode of Lending Forward. We will be back next Thursday. So if you haven't subscribed yet, continue to subscribe, continue to share, and continue to give us your feedback. We want to continue to do our part as Atlantic Bay. We genuinely care. We have fun. But more importantly, we want to educate every home buyer out there that you can buy a home and you will buy a home. We will help you make that difference. You guys have a good one. Take care.
Thanks again for tuning into today's episode of the Lending Forward podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our channel, follow us on Instagram at Lending Forward, on YouTube, and LinkedIn. Tune in next week for another new episode and go lend something forward today. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSconsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender and employer. Located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 100, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452.